This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Breaking news. We need your help. And so does 78-year-old Annie Tisdell, a grandma gone missing, and she has dementia. Even if she's found, she won't be able to communicate who she is. Good evening. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us. A 78-year-old grandmother, Annie Tisdell, is missing. She has dementia, and she needs your help. Dave Mack, Crime Stories investigative reporter. What can you tell me? Tell me quickly, because I want to get to her granddaughter.
Tisdell went missing after she left her home to go to a restaurant and come back. Now, I point that out because as this timeline starts, Nancy, she actually, normal routine stuff, goes to a restaurant, comes home. Her food wasn't ready. So she goes back to this restaurant in Abbeville, South Carolina, and we're talking about being able to track her via license plate cameras and surveillance video in different towns. Now, follow me here. From 6 p.m. to 6:15 p.m., she is seen purchasing a lottery ticket, scratchers, from a local gas station in Abbeville. Between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., she is seen on flock cameras in Greenwood, South Carolina. Greenwood, South Carolina is about 13 miles from Abbeville. It takes about 20 minutes to get there and is very common and very familiar to her. She knows this area. But on video, she's seen on flock cameras making multiple turns and driving around as if she's lost. This is 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 5:45 a.m. the next morning, Nancy. 10 hours of this timeline, we don't know. Based on flock camera footage through multiple towns, she drove a route from Greenwood to Livonia, Georgia, through Calhoun Falls, South Carolina, into Georgia, to Edburton, Georgia, and from Edburton, Georgia, to Livonia, Georgia. This is a lot of driving around and no real direction as to where she's headed. It appears that she lost and turned around and could not figure out how to get back home, Nancy.
This is a 78-year-old grandmother. She's last seen wearing a polka dot dress. I'm going to circle back to Brian Fitzgibbons, the director of Operations USPA Nationwide Security Expertise Finding Missing People. But first, to Ryan Tisdell, granddaughter of Annie Tisdell. She, Ryan, and her father are currently searching throughout Georgia to find Miss Annie Tisdell. Ryan, thank you for being with us tonight. What happened? It sounds like she's driving around lost.
Yeah, so we think that she did get lost and took a wrong turn, and she was caught on the cameras going back and forth between the Abbeville area, Athens, Elberton, Livonia area, Augusta. That's what we know, where the cameras were picked up, and that's all that we know. Footage-wise.
Have you seen the footage?
No.
What are you being told is in the footage?
The police chief told us that they can see the truck, and they can see one person driving, and they can't see anybody else. They did not confirm it was her.
So that tells me a lot. Do they have a reason to think it's not her?
No.
Okay, so at this juncture, Ryan Tisdell, do you believe she's still driving her vehicle? Nobody has carjacked her.
Well, I don't believe that she's driving, only because the camera hasn't picked it up. The only way we would think that she's driving is if she had gotten more gas.
Interesting. When was the last time her vehicle was spotted, Ryan Tisdell?
Sunday morning, 7 a.m. 7:30, 8 a.m., going northbound towards I-85 is what they think.
And where? Where on 85 northbound?
The camera was on Jones Street in Livonia. The direction that the Livonia chief is saying was towards 85. But that was the last time it was picked up.
Okay. And to your understanding, Ryan, she's still driving the car?
Yes.
The truck?
Yes.
Okay. Brian Fitzgibbons, Director Operations, USPA Nationwide Security. He leads a team of investigators that go all around the world finding missing people. He is a former Marine. He is an Iraqi war vet. He knows what he's talking about. I think this is a huge lead that we've got the vehicle. Why does that matter, Brian?
Yeah, pictures of this vehicle and the tag number need to be shared all over that area. And for the simple reason, like you said, vehicles are easier to find than people. Okay. That vehicle is going to be crucial here. And one thing that I'll add, this is also should provide a little bit of hope to the family. That vehicle is also a shelter. That vehicle is also a place that Miss Tisdale is very familiar with. So, you know, there's a high chance of likelihood that if we can get this vehicle and tag number shared far and wide within driving distance of that last known location, that leads will begin to come in.
She is driving a 2015 black Toyota Tacoma. To all of you truckers listening now, license 331860W, as in Western, 331860W Western. That's her license plate, 2015 black Toyota Tacoma. With me, her granddaughter, Annie Tisdale's granddaughter. Ryan, were there any stickers on her car? Like on the back of my minivan, I've got, I'm proud of my Eagle Scouts. My twins just made Eagle. My point is, what is identifying about her black Tacoma?
Yes, on the back license plate, there is the disability symbol. They have the disability. It may not be hanging, but they have the disability symbol on the back so that they can park in the disability spots. And then on the front plate is the alpha Greek letters of James Tisdale, her husband. Alpha Phi Alpha is his fraternity. So the front plate are those Greek letters. I don't know what they are, but it's the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity.
It would be the A for Alpha.
Yep.
The sign, the Greek sign for Phi, and then another A for Alpha. The vehicle is the key. Did she have a cell phone, Ryan?
It was either powered off or died when she left Abbeville, so that's the last place they can ping it to is Abbeville.
So it's been pinged in Abbeville. Abbeville, Georgia, Abbeville, South Carolina?
Abbeville, South Carolina, her home.
Okay, so long story short, last seen Livonia, Georgia, last seen northbound I-85. Tell me, Ryan Tisdale, about her dementia.
So we're thinking it has progressed in the last few months. She does not have the diagnosis, technically. However, she was recently sick, losing a lot of weight quickly, which I work in healthcare, and that is not good for elderly. To lose weight. So she now weighs 180 pounds. I would say a guess is to 40 pounds lost. And she was recently in the hospital the first week of February concerning her chronic kidney disease, her high blood pressure. And I asked my grandfather to ask them to do a dementia test so that way she could get the dementia diagnosis and that they could get easier home health options or just an option for either placement or for help in the home. They did do the test, and she failed the dementia test. I don't know the reason why she wasn't given the dementia diagnosis, but she failed the dementia test, and that was 3 weeks ago.
Do you believe she has dementia, Ryan?
Yes.
Why?
Forget questions she's asked in a short amount of time. She cannot remember things that she should normally know. I think the map of her getting lost and driving back and forth to different towns when she should know how to get home is a clear indicator. And I've worked in long-term care with people with dementia for 8 years. I see similarities.
Missing grandma, Annie Tisdale. She is 78 years old. Her family, including her granddaughter, Ryan, begging for your help. Please do not turn away. There is a tip line. If you think you have information, contact 864-366-5832. 864-366-5832. Seen around 5 p.m. Saturday, her vehicle was last spotted in Livonia, Georgia, going toward I-85 northbound. Black dress, white spots on it. She was wearing a cowboy hat, driving a 2015 black Toyota Tacoma. License 331860W. The Livonia Police Department needs your help. If you can't remember the number, just dial 911. Back to her granddaughter, Ryan Tisdale. Ryan, has she ever disappeared like this before?
No. She's gotten lost one time before, but she had her phone and was able to call. That was over a year ago. And it was far before her dementia progressed this far.
Brian Fitzgibbons, in light of the fact that Ms. Tisdale is showing signs of dementia, how will that affect the search for her?
This is going to, we train search and rescue teams for these specific cases, Nancy. And one of the pieces that you have to identify, you know, if we find this vehicle and Ms. Tisdale is not with the vehicle, we need to begin searching what we call hiding spots, right? These are non-obvious locations. Patients with dementia will often, for whatever reason, because of their condition, not seek help immediately. And they will seek some kind of concealment or shelter, okay? So these are open sheds, fence lines, brush lines. That's where the search would be focused, in my opinion. If we find the vehicle first, right? If Ms. Tisdale is not already in the vehicle, we need to do a tight search area because she's not going to walk more than a couple miles away from that vehicle.
To Ryan Tisdale, her granddaughter, joining us tonight, what was she saying at the restaurant? What restaurant was it? What was she talking about? Did she say anything when she bought the lotto ticket?
We don't have anything confirmed.
Did she go back and pick up her food?
No. It's confirmed that she got the coleslaw, brought it back to my grandfather, and went back out, but it's not confirmed if she picked up the food.
So there was still food waiting at the restaurant for her?
Yes.
Okay. And she got the lotto ticket, correct?
That's not confirmed by the police either.
Okay. Good to know. Because where I was going with that, Ryan, is typically where lotto tickets are sold, it's going to be in, let's just say, a Circle K or a Quick Trip gas station. They have video. And I'm wondering if they have video of her getting into her car, her truck, her Tacoma, and if anyone got in with her. It sounds like no. It sounds like she's driving around lost. Because if someone got in the car with her, she would not have meandered for hours and hours. They would have taken off, gotten the car, and dumped her somewhere if it was a typical carjacking, which gives me hope. Dave Mack, do you know anything about that?
Nancy, this is a woman who spent 39 years teaching school and middle school and knows her way around this area like the back of her hand. We're talking about a woman who has sleep apnea, and she does sleep a lot. So as was mentioned earlier, the fact that we have a vehicle involved, she has shelter. She might very well be on the side of the road, maybe off on a side road, asleep right now. The biggest problem with all of this is the knowing that she's driving around on roads you might be familiar with, but has turned herself around and is lost and doesn't know which direction to go. And at this point, she's probably run out of gas. So her car is probably sitting on the side of the road unless she has found a place to fill up. She only left the house with $60, no credit cards, no bank debit cards, Nancy.
All of our trucker friends, everyone, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the Georgia State Patrol, South Carolina State Patrol, we're calling on you. Please look for this black Tacoma, a 2015 black Tacoma, license plate 331860W. There is a disability symbol on the back. and on the front, the Greek letters Alpha Phi Alpha. Please help us bring grandmother, Miss Tisdale, home to her husband and her family. If you know or think you know anything about Miss Tisdale's disappearance, please call the Abbeville County Sheriff's 864-366-5832. And please join us in our prayers to bring Annie Tisdale home. Thank you to our guests, especially Ryan Tisdale, for being with us in the search for her grandma. And thank you to you for being with us. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.